obulungamizi bw'ekitongole ekya Uganda Communications Commission.
Sanya radio bingo bingo, kubusoga wanu gwe tosubwa no bingo.
Sanya radio bingo bingo, kubusoga wanu gwe tosubwa no bingo.
Zana radio bingo, kubusoga wanu wetabe iwe mukazano.
Alright, baba mama singa dada, koze sentu mbibili donkazana.
Kuwangulo bukaire wesente mama.
Buli muntu muwanguzi, nibusoga one, radio bingo. Nika star, ibili munana ndala, star mkaga hash. Kumukutu, ogwa Airtel, na MTN. Koze sa, enku mbibili donka. Tamu piniyo, onige okay. Busoga one, radio bingo. Ewagirwa, Axela Gaming Technologies. Yalunga mizibwa, Uganda Lotteries and Gaming Board.
Tired of missing out on your favorite shows and updates from Busoga One Radio? Get the Busoga One Go app now and stay connected 24/7. With the Busoga One Go app, you can listen and watch us live anywhere, anytime. Get the latest updates on news, entertainment, and more. Access exclusive content and behind-the-scenes footage. Download the Busoga One Go app now on the Google Play Store or visit our website at www.busogaonefm.com. You can also catch us live 24/7 on the Afro Mobile app, your TV channels app, and on social media. Follow us on Facebook at 90.6 FM Busoga One, on TikTok Busoga One Radio, on YouTube at Busoga One Radio. Busoga One Radio, Omoyo Gwa Busoga.
Mutukufu aba uluwa kuikiriza. Elo kuikiriza uko kuida, ngo ulilize liya uandikiwa. Situlo kuikiriza kwe sawe eno, ngo ulilize chigambo. Okuvamu Inaveo Ministries. Yogera kuno msumba, kuziro musambu musambu ibiri. Chinana na munana, abiri na ibiri, abiri na ina. Kwa tuchalireku, kumuweleza waife, kumairo mbiri, okuli ingirira. Eisundi uli ya mafuta, area Haas, Petro Station. Kubagalukayo kilos, Edinda, Inaveo Ministries.
Amen.
Amen.
So John chapter 6 here.
Kale yokane suri omukagano.
And verse 54.
Unyolata unaina.
Whoso eateth my flesh.
Alia omubiri gwange.
And drinketh my blood.
Era anywa omusayi gwange.
Has eternal life.
Aina obulamu obutaggwaawo.
And I raise him up at the last day.
Nange ndi muzuukiza ku lunaku olusuku olw'enkomero.
He would say things like that. And he would not break them down. Such that eternal life may be based on revelation. Are you together with me? He puts them before them and he doesn't explain them. So that eternal life may be based on revelation. He says, go and baptize in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost. And he doesn't explain. But then when he comes to Acts chapter 2, when Peter is baptizing, they baptize the people in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he doesn't explain. So that eternal life may be based on revelation. Okay. John 6 verse 59. These things says he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this saying, this is a hard saying, who can hear it? That's the bracket of the 70
now.
They fail to understand that the church is built on spirit and the word. Eat of my flesh, drink of my blood. The flesh being the word, and then the spirit, you connect him to the blood, because the
life of the flesh is in the blood. So he's telling them, get connected to me by spirit and word. Then they say, no. That's a very hard saying. Who can take it? And the 70, with their miracle ministry, they walked away. Are you together with them? Brother so and so has a very powerful ministry. Simply because you see the signs and the wonders. But the powerful ministry is building the people on the revelation of who Christ is. And once they're on that foundation, still the miracle ministry will come. Are you together with me? Yes. So, in John chapter 6, verse 65, he continues that thought. And he said, therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Listen, he is showing them that if they have to be part of him, there is no way they can stay away from the spirit and the word. And that works by revelation. Secondly, he pointed them to one thing, the names being in heaven. He says, no one can come to me except when it's given to him by the Father, which is a revelation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He says, no man, no woman, except the Father brings him our assurance by revelation. And when the Father brings him, he plants him on the spirit and the word. Praise the Lord. Revelation is given of the Father. And revelation is the key to salvation. The 70 walked away for the lack of that revelation. Verse 67. Then said Jesus unto the 12. Will he also go away? The 70 of God. Will you also go away? Then Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Hallelujah! The 70 based their ministry upon a miracle ministry. But they walked away because they failed. Amen.
Amen.
To see the revelation of who this Christ was. Conclusively, their names were not in the book. Anybody whose name is in the Lamb's book of life will know
Christ
by revelation. The new birth is centered around revelation. Praise the Lord. It is centered around revelation. Breaking into the mind and the purpose of God for you as an individual. salvation is best on revelation. It's not what you desire, but what God ordained. And for whom God has ordained eternal life, he says, no man can come to me except when my Father draws him. He draws him by revelation. The word is revealed to him. They that are led of the Spirit are the sons of God. Praise the Lord. Abiding faith does not come from joining church. No, sir. It has to be that your name was in the Lamb's Book of Life and you respond to your name by taking the word. When the word is preached and you receive it with joy and you allow it to work in your life, then he says, your name is up yonder. That's what he said. Oh, Father!
Oh, Baba!
Even demons fear us. He says, I give you power to step over serpents, to heal the sick, to perform miracles. But in this, rejoice not. Rejoice.
Msanuke.
Because your name is written in heaven. Isn't that wonderful? And if your name is written in heaven, your confirmation is if you can hear the revealed word for your
day.
Amen.
Amen.
There is a very interesting quote here. We've used it here before. Now we are talking about just coming to church. A religious ritual does not save you. And just being able to read what's in the word does not save you. The Holy Spirit takes you beyond that and connects you to himself by revelation. Do you love him? So, Brother Branham says, in this Pergamon church age, where men were humanizing salvation, having turned from the truth that salvation is of the law, having cast aside the doctrine of election, they opened wide the church door and their fellowship to any and all who subscribed their tenets. Amen.
Amen.
Never mind the word. Are you together with me? In this age of rapid degradation, there were still the few who had the measure of the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ and not only used that faith in acts of power, but withstood those who dared to say that they were saved simply because simple on the grounds of joining a church. They knew that no man could truly believe unto eternal life and righteousness of God apart from the measure of the faith of the Lord Jesus. As today's church is filled with mental believers who endorse the virgin birth, the shed blood, going to church, taking communion, but are not born at all. Even so, that third age was the same problem. Provided I come to church, I'm fine. The assurance is best on a personal revelation of who Jesus is. His purpose in your life and understanding All the potentials that he has laid before you, that you can become a heir to those promises. He says here, human faith wasn't enough then, and it's not enough now. It takes the very faith of the Son of God to drop. To drop into a man's heart so that he can receive the Lord of glory into the temple not made with hands. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
That's a powerful thing. The faith of the Lord Jesus Christ dropping into your faith so that it can control your faith. That at the end of the day, it's not what you are able to do, but what God is doing through you. Amen. Amen. It must be election.
No, kuba kulondebwa.
Election causes Christ himself to operate your faith. And once Christ takes over your faith, then your faith becomes his faith. Together with me? Because your faith is not enough. I don't say you don't have faith. But your faith can only be useful if it's anointed by his faith. You have a human faith. You had first wake up this morning and you woke up. You had faith to come to church, and you've come. You have faith that you are going to harvest. That's why you plant. All that is faith. Even when you read, amen, amen, in your own profession, your faith in what you study. If you are a sportsman, you have faith in your ability. And sometimes the people take the word and they read it and they believe it from the same angle. They believe their thesis in engineering or doctors. Hallelujah. But something more must anoint that faith into supernatural faith so that your faith may become a revelation from the Father. So that when you see the word, not even your education cannot take it away from you. It becomes part of you. Your father can't take it away from you. It becomes part of you. Our assurance by revelation. Galatians 2, verse 20. He says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I. Paul takes himself away. Why? Because Christ liveth in me.
Kubanga Christ mulamu munze.
And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. My. This was a living faith. I live by the faith of the Son of God. Paul did not say that he lived by the faith in the Son of God. It was the faith of the Son of God. God had given him life and kept him living in Christian victory. Hallelujah. Your victory cannot come by your faith. Your victory comes by his faith. His faith must come down to anoint your faith.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Ephesians 3:12. He says, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Are you together with me? In Philippians 3:9, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. What faith? Not my faith, but the faith of Jesus Christ. In Colossians 2:12, buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who has raised him from the dead, for a successful Christian walk. Amen.
Amen.
Our human faith must be anointed into the faith of Jesus Christ himself.
Hallelujah.
You can hear the word and it excites you. And you desire to step into that word using your faith. You'll fail. When you hear the word, say, Father, come down. Operate that in me. I surrender. In my human faith, I am weak. Let me explain that. Let's go to Matthew 14:28. On that stormy night, Jesus came walking on the water, and the storm was great. And Peter answered him in verse 28 and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. He had a desire to walk on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. That was his faith. He walked on the water and he started going to Jesus. Verse 30. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. Our faith always fears. Your desire is okay, but your faith will always fear. How many of you have that problem? You wake up in the morning and you are gripped by fear. I will not make it. I think I will fail. I don't think I'm spiritual. Fear grips your walk. Okay? He says, but when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately, Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore did you doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Peter's human faith failed
kwalemerwa okw'obuntu aye okwikiriza kwa Yesu kwatuuka yali kwamugema ku mukono kwamutambuza kwamwiza mu lyato awo tekwali kwikiriza kwe.
It fails at a certain point. Jesus says, I'm going to hold you by the hand, walk you into the boat. Praise the Lord. So the new birth is the revelation of Christ to you personally, taking you through the stormy seas of life. Amen. So, revelation by the Spirit to a true believer is so important that it cannot be overemphasized.
Limala.
It's so important. Amen.
Amen.
Let's go to Matthew 16. Are you still here? Amen. Amen. Matthew 16. Verse 13 here. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, Son of Man, am?
Yabuza abegwesu babe ngakoba nti omwana w'omuntu abantu bamweta batya.
What's the group understanding?
Etegereya abantu ekibinde eryetya.
Of the Baptist, of the Methodist, of the Anglicans, of the Catholics.
Baptist, Abangalikani, Abakatoliki.
What do they say that I, the Son of Man, am?
Izo omwana w'omuntu bandetani.
And they say, some say that thou art John the Baptist. Some Elias and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. He said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? What's your personal revelation of me? That becomes your assurance.
Yeah.
He has revealed himself to me. Amen.
Amen.
And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Meaning you are the one in whom the fullness of the Godhead dwells, the Son of God. Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon
Bar-Jonah,
for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Revelation places you on the rock. It places you on your assurance. Because it is a revelation that has come from the Father. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So the revelation of who Christ is can only be given by the Father. And once given, it becomes the foundation of your Christian walk. That revelation is the rock upon which the church is built, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against it.
Hallelujah.
It is assurance by revelation. Nobody can talk you out of it. No circumstance can take you out of it. No scorching sun. Scorching sun. Amen.
Amen.
That can cause it to dry out. Because it has dropped on good ground. Verse 18. After that revelation, he says, and I say also unto thee, you've told me, and I also say unto you, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock
era kulwazi runo
not upon you Peter
butitikwiye Petero
but upon this rock
ai wabula kulwazi runo
what rock is that
lwazi chiruno
revelation
okubikulirwa
he did say upon you Peter
tiyakuba ntikwiye Petero
He says upon this rock
Ayakoba anti kulwazi runo
I build my church
Ndakuzimba kanisa yange
and the gates of hell
Irani emirangideke yena
shall not prevail against it
Tidida kujikangula
the revelation
okubekulirwa
of Christ personally to you
okwa Kristu chisi omiyoli
comes so powerful
kwe gamba fuka kwa amani ino
that nothing can take it away from you
nti ezira kindu kisobola kuchikutolaku
assurance
buka kafu
by revelation
mukubekulirwa
the winds comes
empe weida u
but you stand
ayo yemera
that's why we build houses on the rock
chova tuzimba mayumba kundazi
because we know the storms will come
kubanga tulintu empe weida kufuwa
the winds will come
buyaga kuida kufuwa
but it's founded on the rock
ayeto erebo wakulwazi
You know who he is.
Wait, Chichali.
Therefore you know who you are.
No lwe twediwe na choli. Amina.
Praise the Lord.
Na kunale bazwe.
Brother Branham says here.
Woga mbana mwako bagano.
The importance of revelation by the spirit to a true believer.
Amakulu ago kubikulira kuwo moyo eri omwekizo omuntu.
Can never be overemphasized.
Tigainza kutebwa mu Isirali mala.
Revelation means more to you than perhaps you realize.
Okubikulira kitegeza cha makulu ino yoli okusinga kuiwe nibwo tegeza.
The Roman Catholics say.
Ekanisa ekatulike yelomeko.
That the church is built upon Peter.
Nti ekanisa ezimbirwa ku Petero.
Now that's really canon.
Obona nti cho cha muntu ino
how could god build the church upon a man
katonda zimba ati kanisa ye ku muntu
so unstable that he could deny the lord and curse while doing it
omuntu oyata nwera ati aswa nokolima katonda
god can't build this church upon any man born in sin
katonda yinza kuzimbira kanisa ye ku muntu azaliba
it wasn't some rock lying there as though god had hallowed the ground at that spot
tirwa irwazi ntulia wonga katonda waterege chifu echo yakitakwe omuchitibwa kye
and it isn't as the protestants say
that killing our protestant we bakoba
that the church is built upon Jesus
ye kanisa ezimbirwa ku Yesu
it was the revelation
kwali kubikulirwa
of who Jesus is
okwati Kristo chali
flesh and blood
mubiri no msayi
has not revealed it
tibikubikulire
but my father
ai baba wangu
has revealed it
na kubikulire
and upon this rock of revelation
kulwazino no rwo kubikulirwa
I'll build my church
kwendo zimbe kanisa yange
the church is built on revelation
kanisa zimbiwa kubikulirwa
hallelujah
hallelujah
of Jesus Christ
okwati Kristo
to you personally
yori ngo mutikisyomu
are you together with me
lwanize
being here
ukubano
doesn't make you part of the church
tichikufula kitundu kanisa eyo
it must be the revelation
kino kuba kubikulirwa
of Christ personally to you
okwa Kristu kisyomu yori
not that somebody talked to you into it
tiwa kuba anti omuntu yakusenda senda yachikungiza
but a reality of conviction
ai kwe gambe chana madala mukulumirizibwa
what's the new birth then
okuzalibwa okuyaka ni chini
is the revelation of Jesus Christ personally to you
nokubikulirwa kwa Yesu Kristu kisyomu yori
hallelujah And once you get that revelation,
you don't know kubikulirwa uko.
Then,
olo,
he sinks you in all his promises.
Utipega nao akuinika mubisubize byambyambyona.
You become heir.
Ofuka msika
to what he has.
Mwebyo byalina byo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Don't ever swear.
That makes you different.
That fula wanda ulo.
From the 70.
Eri kubale nsavu.
The 70 got the authority.
Nsavu baje no byinza.
Before the revelation of Christ.
Ngokubikira kwa Kristo kukali.
And when the challenge to stand by the word came they fell.
Era okusomezwa kwaido kwemeanesh kamcha kutonda. Bale melerwa.
But you.
Ayeiwe.
In Matthew 16.
Matayo 16.
After you receive the revelation
Gomazofro kubikulirwa
then comes the keys
Roje sumuzobyaida
of the kingdom
Yo bakabaka
the authority of God
Obuinza bakutonda
the power of God
Amani gakutonda
comes into your heart
Kuidam kunogo
Matthew 16:18
Matayo 16:18
And I say unto thee
Razena nkobanti
thou art Peter
Iye Petero
and upon this rock
Era kuwaziruno
I build my church
Ndakuzimba kanisa yange
and the gates of hell
Remilangdegena
shall not prevail against
Tidida kujinza
and I will give unto thee the keys
Era na
of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And what you shall lose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Revelation comes with the keys of authority of the kingdom of heaven. But the other guys had power over demons. They didn't have the key. You've got the revelation and you've got the
key.
It was given to the church. Amen. Now, Peter, here represents the true believer that has broken into the revelation of who Christ is. And once you look at Peter here, Christ releases unto him the keys of the kingdom and the power to bind and to loose. Why? Because he has the revelation of Christ. So that is different from the 70 who had power without a spiritual revelation of the flesh and blood. But Peter receives the power after spiritual revelation from the Father, and that makes a difference. Our assurance by revelation. Now, Jesus held the keys of death and hell, but keys of the kingdom were handed to the church. Peter, the church founded on the rock of revelation, it has the keys. Amen. At Jerusalem, Peter used the keys to open the kingdom to the Jews. And the Holy Ghost in the upper room on the door of Pentecost. He says, repent. He was using the key. And be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy God. That was the key. And the people entered in. At Samaria, Peter used the key to open the kingdom to the Samaritans. And at Caesarea, Peter used the keys to open the kingdom to the Gentiles. While Peter yet spake. Hallelujah. We have the keys. That's why you are here. That's why you believe what you believe. Not because I'm a good teacher, but God has given me the keys to open the kingdom. And you are not here as a religion. You have a revelation of who this Christ is. It makes the difference. Amen. And the church has those keys by the blood. Amen. Let me take you here into that day on Calvary. I'm finishing soon. Now notice the greater works was to have power in the church. Not only to heal the sick by prayer, cast out devils by prayer, but impart eternal spiritual life to believers. The 70 demons fear us. And that's the end. But you, not only to cast demons, but also to impart spiritual eternal life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you know that you have those keys?
Do you
know that God can use you to impart spiritual eternal life to the person who works with you? Do you know that God can use you to impart spiritual eternal life? Amen. To your family? Yes.
Yay.
That's the difference between them and you have the keys of the kingdom. Your ministry brings the people beyond physical attachment with God. Amen. Out there, when they are going for a crusade, they say, bring the sick, bring the lame, bring the blind. They can get healed. But your ministry takes these people beyond that to a spiritual attachment with God. You open the kingdom, and if the people get into the kingdom, then they can ask for whatever they want, and God can provide. God can heal cancer. God can heal blind eyes. God can heal sickle cell. God can heal anything.
He's
Jehovah God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He only says, come in and become a heir. See where I'm coming from. Amen. Amen. The Holy Ghost was coming and given into the hands of the church to impart life. And that's what Calvary meant. It took stooped, degenerated men. Stooped. Abantu abali awo nga zinache bagasa nga degraded.
Abantu abali awo keba nomi wabazidamu kabuntu.
And women.
Nabachala.
And lifted them.
Yaba imusa.
To a place to be sons and daughters of God.
Yabata mchifecho okuwa abana wabu lenzi na wabu wala
batona. To heal the sick. And to impart eternal life. There you are. You have the keys of the kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
So the revelation of Christ does not only save you, but it also releases the authority to you to expand the kingdom. We have the keys. We must use the keys of the kingdom. The kingdom is His ever presence that will draw others under His dominion by the new birth. The kingdom is in you. The church on the rock. So let us finish on this note. That the assurance of the believer is the revelation of Christ in you. Did you hear that? You cannot, the devil will come and say, you are not saved.
No.
You give him 1 John chapter 5 and verse 11. This is the record that God has given unto us. Eternal life. And this life is in His Son. He that has the Son has life. And he that has not the Son of God has not life. How many of you have the Son of God? You have eternal life. Hallelujah. Let the devil not lie to you. He says, these things have I spoken unto you, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. Not will have, but you have. You are in John 5:24. You have passed from death unto life. Glory! Do you believe? You have passed from death unto life. You are passed from judgment because the Son is on the side of you. He has given you life that can never pass away. This is eternal life. To believe Him whom He has sent. Assurance by revelation. God bless you. We got it.
Tuchirina.
The devil cannot say you don't. God has taken His own faith to operate your faith. Each time you exercise your faith, you will fail somewhere. Your comfort is when, Lord, I'm drowning. And then he comes again. He says, now you know you can't make it. So that he can walk with you through the stormy seas back into the boat. How many times have you been that way? When the devil told you you can't make it, and you almost lost hope, but somehow, somewhere, a strong hand comes to lead you back at the boat. His faith will take you. There are some ups and there are some downs. You can make mistakes like Peter. After Peter making the getting the revelation, again, he tries to challenge the master. And then, you know what Jesus says? Get thee behind me, Satan. So if you don't understand how to apply these things here, you can fail. Revelation anchors deep down into the soul. But you are still human. You've got different mistakes you can make. But if something has anchored itself in there, still God will always be there to hold you by the hand and take you back. That's revelation. It never fails. Remember Peter? On the day of the crucifixion, I do not know him. His faith failed. But on the resurrection, the angel says, go and tell his disciples and Peter. He had to get him back by the hand, took him back into the boat. So all those things that you are suffering from, your ups and your downs, your ups and your downs, each time you are going down, cry, Lord, I perish. He will be there, take you by the hand, put you back in. You cry because you realize Christ is real. And God will say, yes, He knows it's only me that can take Him through the troubled waters. God bless you. 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 Assurance by salvation, by revelation. Whatever comes, God will not fail you. Lester.
Ebisuubizo bya Katonda mu Kristo Yesu birihi era amina buli kisaamuyikiriza tajja kubya mwansoni ekyo n'ekibayiro ekigambo kya leero ni Innervale Ministries yogera kuno omusumba ku 0772-828-2424 oba otukyalireko ku buweereza bwaife ku mayiro 2 okulingirira eisundiro ly'amafuta erya Haas Petrol Station ku bagalukayo kilos Eidinda Innervale Ministries.
VIP matemeza ya kakade Awini kidua kama yimbi manji Wabibu sugo no mwana waife Mubebi na watimu sango live konsati Mijibu sete Tanto phone center Wakafuru mkutu saka masima gomle mekuchi manja pola Roja cool babe mwenge Nangia Pedro Station The Slop Resort Mulanga Paradise Port Luanda High School Baron and Sanza St. Joseph SS Nakanyonyi International Institute of Health Sciences Munich Printing Center Lugorole Cooperative Jadi Royal Park Kampala University Jinja Kampasa Team Good Life KHC Hotel Gardens Kadiro Sola Mama Asha Vina and Rina Shopping Center Fort Lugadiganga Team Shasha Wamlongo Post Sounds Event Nakapachi Foundation 2K Shoppers Mugembe Jine Dad Boarding Primary School Kamuli Royal Events Richmond Royal Band Lodging Kamuli Lillian Imperial Country Hotel Kamuli Ne Silvio Resort Ema Yuge
Sanya Radio Bingo Bingo Kubuso Gawa Nugwe Tosu Wano Bingo
Sanya Radio Bingo Bingo Kubuso Gawa Nugwe Tosu Wano Bingo
Nakazano, Zana, Zana Radio Bingo, Usoga Wanu, Wetabe, Mukazano,
I write them, Baba Mama, Singa Dada, Cause they sent to me, Don Kazana, Wangulo, Bukade, Sente, Bahama,
Bunimuntu Mwanguzi, Nibusoga One, Radio Bingo, Nikasta, Ibimunan and Dala, Stamkaga, Hush, Kumukutu, Ogwa Airtel, Namtien, Kozesa, Enkumibi, Donka, Tamupinio, Onige, okay, Usoga One Radio Bingo, Ewagirwa, Akzala, Gaming Technologies, Yalunga Mizibwa, Uganda Lotteries and Gaming Board.
Omuzaide, tebeleza, nguo wangu ile school fees. Owamu wako mulamba, sasula busasule school fees. Ngoko zesa momo, niga star. Chiku minka gana itaun star. China na hash. Olonde ku school pay. Sasula school fees. Wega ite kubana mkisa. Aba wangu ziba ife. Enko la novu kwa akulizo. Bigo beredwa. MTN. Awalala. Titu komeze keka.
Tachana chuala eche changuba Tene chisaba, tukene tebe Nechingamba, tusoke waka Nechinda kane mami mchifana nyi Nechinda kane dadi mwifana nyi Ngendo kulaba ngadadi amanyi Silenta ndika, aokwe koza Nechingamba kingi, tusoke waka Obuzi mbunze, ngante waka Naenda ngane tata wachentebe Chakaranga netata wachentebe Nichane chachine mesa Naenanga netata wachentebe Nachakaranga netata wachentebe Ojo Changamba tusoke waka Ngobuzibu nzente waka Obuzibu nga tata wachamanyi Cha 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 Tenechi sawa nisoke nzibe Nechigamba tukende tuliengege Suri Nechigamba kingi tusoke waka Naendanga netata wachentebe Nachakaranga netata wachentebe Nechande cha shine mesa Naendanga netata wachentebe Nachakaranga netata wachentebe Mwana chamu nimesu Naendanga netata wachentebe Nachakaranga netata wachentebe Naendanga netata wachentebe Nachakaranga netata wachentebe
90.6 Busoga 1 Omoyo Kwa Busoga
Banga boy.
Change chi baby, chili, justin no mokwano hepe Nacho, tu siwa kubiche ntebe Ngaji kute ngache nyiga koko vigele Changa manari siso wola kukukana Tanata joli nenyo nyogere vigele Avanji vansara kona yena bakana Labakwe uja no katula mwaka tebe Polira wa panty for dinner. Don't remember go to buy a chida konza chidina. Cause I found love on Mokwano Golina. I love you, my champion winner. Yeah, Namanya. Echa ke e na kula ba na labata kulichimo echa ke na labata na manya echa ke e na kula ba na labata kulichimo echa ke e o o e e o o e e e a a a a a Do sirika, weyogera Do munira mukwano neno ni muambi And when you come from one baka kutano I come running to you cause my heart is for you Tebanzi jawo, no no neta Wentuka wawo banize Ie gwedo vozi, ie gwedo imba Kuredio mama olukuba Bolida, want you for dinner Don't gamba go do buy a chida konza chidina Cause I found love on mukwano bolina And I love you, my champion winner Yeah
Narabata
Namanya
Echa
ke Yeah, nakulaba
Narabata Kulichimo Echa ke Narabata
Namanya
Echa
ke Yeah, nakulaba
Narabata Kulichimo
Namanya, namanya, eh, Naraba, Naraba, eh, oh.
Usoga One Omoyo kwa Usoga
Somebody He says my body muscular man Watanda bagamba campus by But I'm solo kwita wanyam Yerio te wanzi juza wangaram International love wa jinsigam Yerio bewa sanga mubaduka matoba Yampa, ye mungu yampa Omutango winga jipa Only you put on my temper My baby tell him bagambi Oli wa somebody Oli somebody wa somebody Era bagambi Oli ko somebody Oli somebody wa somebody Baby bagambi Oli wa somebody, eh. Oli somebody wa somebody. Era bagambe, oli ko somebody. Mwera, oli somebody wa somebody. Somebody. Oli nziru sanga somebody. Oli da gamba, togeza no me samba. Zekwe ya meze tumba, oli omu wene gomba. Somebody what a chainzo fa Somebody put the wala Somebody mkwata izo kwa Your presence in mala Na wae mansi usenjala Ono tanganya kwenye izo kebe laka simu antira ndeka Somebody was somebody, era bagambe, oli ko somebody, oli somebody was somebody, baby bagambe, oli was somebody, oli somebody was somebody, era bagambe, oli ko somebody, mwera, oli somebody was somebody, somebody, oli nziru sanga somebody, he says my body muscular man. Watanda bagamba campus by Somebody kwetaga Somebody watacha izo kwa Somebody vude wala Somebody mkwata izo kwa Bagambe Oli wa somebody Oli somebody wa somebody Era bagambe Oli kwa somebody Oli somebody wa somebody Baby bagambe Oli wa somebody Oli somebody wa somebody Era bagambe Oli kwa somebody Oli somebody wa somebody Somebody
Jenari nyenzo sala kapata Nensanga omwana yabala Mwana yaliko skin color She had everything in balance Muna chalo atamanyi basama Ngalavika nga fala Ate ngalavika nga jua Mwana yalia tukula ngeto keli nyige Nzi yalia zoku sala kapata kate mbileke Tapuyo, umano uyo, mulebe tapu yanzigira, oh mauno. Tapuyo, umano uyo, mulebe tapu yanzigira, mulaba mauno. Oh yo, hey. I really don't know what to say. Woman them got me sleeping like a king. Mulaba, she lit up me world like the jinn Aladdin. Ooh, yo, hey. Ooh, yo. Omwana ona tukula ngeto keri nyige. Ooh, se yali azokusala kapata kate.